Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Darren Hardy is a new friend. He's with us right now. Darren is he's been a leader in the personal development industry for a long time now, almost a couple of decades. He's publisher and editorial director at Success Magazine, but he's been a successful entrepreneur in his own right from a very early age. He's got a new book out. It's literally launching today, called The Compound Effect, How to Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, and Your Success. And boy, howdy, we could all use a little bit of that, right? Darren Hardy, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Pleasure to be with you again.
Good to have you here, Darren. And tell us what you, when you talk about the compound effect. Now, I talk on this show about what I call the quantum leap, which is where... And the way I explain that is when you start selling in the marketplace, you're gonna make some sales this year, and you're gonna meet some people that you won't sell. Next year, you'll sell your second year new customers, but some of the people you met in your first year will buy from you in the second year, and you won't have to do any work because you already did that work. And the third year, and so on and so forth. I call that the quantum leap theory, meaning that because you spent the time in the marketplace, you've accumulated that work that pays off later, and you can literally go from one to three overnight, so to speak, but it's because of work you've already done. How does that compare to the compound effect?
Well, I'll tell you, you're talking about overnight. You're talking about, going from year one, year two, year three, and that's really kind of why I wrote the book, The Compound Effect. I mean, I wrote it because I was ticked off. I sort of sit as published with Success Magazine looking at the world around us, and I see this incredible injustice taking place in our society where people are being misled or tricked or bamboozled or taken for fools,
right?
Because we're constantly bombarded with these increasingly sensational claims to get rich, get fit, get younger, get sexier all overnight with very little effort for only three easy payments of $39.95,
mm-hmm.
Right? And these repetitive marketing messages distort our sense of what it really takes to succeed. And then those that have a sincere interest in learning what it takes to be more successful are getting distracted, frustrated, disappointed, why they don't experience the results that were promoted to them in the infomercial. And so and I got kind of tired of watching that happen. So, I wrote the book to return people back to the basics, the truth, the core fundamentals of what it really takes to succeed, without it, any fat or fluff included, just like what you're talking about. I mean, you put in the hard work and you will multiply your results, but it's going to take time, discipline, consistency over a period of time.
You can't make a quantum leap year one, folks. You can only make a quantum leap 3 years or 30 years out, right?
Right, exactly.
I used to, when I was in sales years ago, I worked for somebody else decades ago, and I'd spend some time in that marketplace. We were working for that company, and somebody would call me up, and I was having a pretty good month going. Somebody would call me up and say, "Hey, Jim, you gave me a proposal 2 years ago, and I wasn't ready then, but I'm ready now." Well, all I had to do was go write up the contract, and my pretty good month or my pretty good year just got a lot better overnight. But it was because of what had already been done. And that's what you mean by the compound effect. Talk to us about the elements of the compound effect.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to just define the compound effect, I mean, the number one control factor that determines every outcome in your life. I mean, if you're, as we're sitting here right now, the size of our waistline, the size of our bank account, the size of our business, the status of our relationship, the relationship we have with our children or friends or our status in the community, it all comes down to our choices. And, we know that the choices we make add up, ultimately accumulated over time, to the outcomes that we're experiencing today. And so that's essentially, what the compound effect is, based on the principle that you can reap huge rewards from a series of small, smart choices. So wherever you're at today, you chose to be there through all the choices that you've made along the way. And they aren't necessarily the big choices or decisions that make a big difference. It's, success or failure is earned through the the pesky little ones. You know, do I have the cake or do I grab a piece of fruit? Do I go to happy hour? Do I go to the gym? Do I make three more prospecting calls or do I call it a day? You know, do I listen to the news or do I listen to an instructional CD? And then, you know, of course, repeated, consistent, habit-forming practice, but those smart little choices or poor little choices over time accumulate and culminate into what Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world, compounded results, or the compound effect.
So what you're saying is make available to yourself alternative choices, things that are maybe a little bit more productive, more desirable, will have a better impact on your life. Make those choices available alongside of the previous choices that you were making, the ones that are less desirable, and then establish that behavior, that practice, establish that as a habit.
Right. I mean, just make it really simple, right? You are where you're at because of the choices that you've made. And if you don't like where you're at, or you want to go in a better direction, you're going to have to start making some different choices. And so whenever presented with an option, just ask yourself, what is it that I don't want to do? And if you just do that instead of what you would normally do by tendency, you'll finally take your life in a different trajectory than the trajectory it's been on.
Right.
So I remember when I interviewed Donald Trump, and he said, you know, ultimately it comes down to whatever it is that I don't want to do, that's what I do. Because usually that's the right choice. Because our tendency is to go for what's easy, you know, what tastes good, yeah, what feels good. And whatever it is that I don't want to do, that's what I do. And 9 times out of 10, that's the right choice. But it's forcing yourself in the moment of that dilemma to, you know, say no to the chocolate cake and have a bowl of fruit instead, or to do the difficult thing, but that's the hard work versus just doing the long work, which is checking email or trolling on Facebook.
Well, not doing away with chocolate cake forever, but just, you know, making chocolate cake a Saturday thing, and the other days you eat yogurt. And that way, when Saturday rolls around, it makes chocolate cake a big deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen to your grandmother. Everything in moderation.
Right.
Of course. But in the course of, you know, it's like, what's the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people? It's that, you know, they both hate to do what it takes to be successful. That's the bottom line. A lot of people who are unsuccessful go, well, it's easy for them. You know, you know, they like working out. They like making prospecting calls. No. That's not true.
Right.
They just do it anyway.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Adair. Folks, the book is called The Compound Effect. Now, after you've made these choices available, and after you've established them as habits, then you're going to acquire something that will make it a lot easier, and you'll start liking some of these things that you've done. And we'll tell you what that is on the other side of these messages. Stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.